Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
Boys, what's up? How's it going?
We are on this never-ending hell that's called Zoom.
And school. Just started
and school. Yay.
Yep.
Yay.
Jesse and Jake are both starting school again.
Yes, sir.
For the last time.
Oh,
that's true. Well,
until I go to get my PhD, maybe. Unless this podcast blows up, of course. Ayo.
Yeah, blow up the podcast, everybody.
Send it to your family.
Send it to your enemies. Send it to everybody.
Send it.
Boom. Send it. All right. So thank you all for joining us today. If you are unfamiliar with the podcast, this is a Screenplay, the improvised movie. In each episode, we talk about a movie or a TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we use that as a prompt to come up with our own movie screenplay right on the spot, where we act out all the characters, we come up with all the dialogue and all the settings right here on the spot. So what we do is one of us talks about a movie or TV show that we've seen, and then we go off of that. So today's turn goes to Jake the Snake Rubin. So,
Jake, what
movie have you seen recently?
All right, everybody, tweet hashtag Jake Reek. All right. So the movie that I've seen recently is a movie called Palm Springs. It's a Hulu movie starring Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, I think. She's from How I Met Your Mother. She's the mother.
Yeah.
She shows
she's
up the
mother.
The end.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, she dies. But
you didn't realize we're going to actually spoil it.
But so the movie it's a Groundhog Day-esque movie where Andy Samberg, he's been in reliving the same day for a long time, you know. So he knows what's up. He goes down. He, like, interrupts the wedding and whatever. And, you know, he goes off this day. And then at the end of every day, he, like, goes through, like, this big, like, portal in the back that's like, wong, 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 and then the day restarts. So, like, he's doing his normal shtick one day, and he flirts with Kristen Milioti's character, who's, like, the sister of the bride. And, you know, but, and he walks into the portal, wong, 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 and he wakes up the next day, but something's different. She followed him into the next day. And so now there's two people in this time loop. And so now it turns from, like, a quirky Groundhog Day movie into, like, a romance movie where they realize that it's just the two of them, and so they go off, they do things, and then what's his name, the actor, the
J.K. Simmons
is there.
Yeah, J.K.
and he's trying to kill Andy Samberg's character, trying to shoot him with an arrow because he also got stuck in the time loop and he's fucking pissed. And so then in the movie they spoiler alert for the movie, they escape from the time loop.
Yay!
Because
Kristen's character takes all this time and studies quantum physics in order to get them out of there.
She becomes smart. I mean, not that she wasn't smart, but she
she takes the time and becomes extra
smart. Of course. She learns about quantum physics and stuff. So, yeah. So, that's the movie. It's a fun time. It's definitely very, like, you know, similar to Groundhog Day and the fact that, you know, he's, like, walking around all confident, like, grabbing, you know, like, the waiter drops a drink, he picks it up. And, like, so, yeah. So, that's the movie. Any questions? Any answers? Any riddles?
Who be at the party, though? I don't fucking know. I'm trying to come up with a riddle on the fly.
Bad riddle.
What kind of riddle has who be at the party, though, in it?
An Alec riddle.
Alec riddle.
Hashtag Alec riddle. Hashtag Jake
riddle. I don't have any questions about the movie because I watched it twice.
Yeah, I've seen it as well.
This is a rare occurrence where all three of us have seen the movie on our own organically. So
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a good movie. Recommend.
Highly.
Support Hulu. Right, did I say Hulu? It's an Amazon Prime, isn't it?
No, it's
Hulu.
It is Hulu.
It's Hulu.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, we got to make sure we get our major corporation plugged in.
Yeah.
Hulu, if you're seeing this, email our email.
And Screenplaypodcast.
And write in the subject, hey, Jake. All right.
Hey, Jake, we want to sponsor you. Specifically Jake.
All right, boys, I'm ready if you are.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
That's all I need to know. All
right. All right. Interior.
Exterior.
Oh. Motherfucker. All right, Jesse, you go.
No.
All right, fuck. All right. Interior bedroom. Man, we see a man get out of bed, and he yawns. He's like, you know, but like, and in his bed is a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, sleepyhead.
Good morning.
Hey. Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well,
did you sleep well?
I did. Last night was a hoot and a holler. I'll tell you.
It sure was.
You don't sound very, you know, you didn't sound like you had fun. You doing okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm hungover, you know?
Yeah. She goes back like she's about to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you for blessing me. So I got to go to the store later. Do you want me to grab you any Fanta?
Yes. Yes, please. Orange Fanta.
She looks like she's about to say another thing.
No. I know what you're going to ask. Just no.
You don't want any more condoms? Well, that's fine. God. All right, I'm going to go.
Lindsay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Wait, what?
No, nothing. You're going to go. Go. Go anyway.
Okay. Well, my mom's coming by later. So when she knocks, let her in.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I will.
I'll see you. I love you.
Yep.
Okay.
Lindsay leaves. And our main character, he slides out of bed and he starts going through the motion of his day where he jumps over like some water that's in the bathroom so he doesn't slip on it. He jumps over that. He turns the nozzle of the faucet a couple times because it doesn't work the first time. So he does that. He starts brushing his teeth. That's pretty normal.
It's pretty crazy shit.
Yeah. We hear a song out in the background. It's like Back in Time by the Huey Lewis in the News.
Ooh.
We see him put on some like a really weird outfit. Just like it's like a red, like it's like red puffy shirt, like a pirate would wear, and and just like
no pants,
tight, no pants, just boxers that are just like fun little rubber duckies on it.
Oh,
he walks out of the house, and he is going to get the mail at the mailbox.
Mm.
He waves to the neighbors.
Hey, Bill.
Hey there, Cameron. How you doing?
Oh, I'm peachy, Bill. I'm peachy.
Oh, that reminds me of my story. Have I ever told you about...
Bill, I realize that you're pausing for effect, but yes, I've heard the story about the Meyer rocket ship and all that fun stuff.
Oh, well, you know, it was just a grand old time.
Mm-hmm. You just had to be there. Yeah.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
All right.
Not there, so.
Yeah, that's totally fine, Cameron. All right, I'm going to walk my dog more. See you later.
Actually, stay away from Johnson Park.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
You're welcome.
On our way there just now.
Okay. Yeah, don't go there.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip.
Yep.
Bill walks off. The mailman is starting to roll in. He already has a clipboard ready, but Cameron has a pen already out, and he signs for the ready to sign for the package.
Your dildos, sir?
They're actually my girlfriend's, but...
Oh, that's okay. I don't judge.
I signed this Darth Vader. Is that okay?
Is your name Darth Vader?
No.
I mean, you know, legal, but, you know, that's fine.
Brian, just let me, can you just let me?
How did you know my name?
We know each other.
We know, did we go to high school together?
No, we didn't. We just know each other.
And then Cameron takes the box and turns back towards the house and walks in.
All right, bye, dildo man.
Tell your mom hey for me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Enjoy your dildos.
Bye, Brian.
All right, bye.
He goes back into the house. He throws the box of dildos over onto the couch. and he turns on the news. The news is talking about a potential fire hazard going on at Johnson Park.
Yeah, Johnson Park.
At Johnson Park, where some type of pyromaniac set a garbage can on fire, and it spread to the many trees and bushes. And.
Breaking news! Breaking news! Pyromaniac sets trees and bushes on fire!
On fire!
On fire!
On fire!
and now we have another breaking news.
Rapist.
There is a rapist out, and he's going around raping people. It's not good. Please stay inside. Lock your doors. He's coming for you. I'm getting more breaking news. In fact, the winning lottery numbers for today. I'm sorry. All right. Janine, winning lottery numbers. Can you roll the little thing? The thing, Janine?
Janine. Here we go. All right. I'm rolling them.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the first one.
The first number is 6.
6.
All right.
6.
Okay, roll the next one.
All right, here's the next one.
Yep.
12.
12.
All right. We have 8 more last to one. Go. Oh, yeah, no, I'm just kidding. It's the last one.
last one.
All right,
one.
Give it a big spin, Janine. Oh. The thing just, like, falls over.
Oh, no.
Janine!
I'm sorry. Here it is.
6 again.
Oh, God.
Janine, was that 6. The same 6? Did you mix up the numbers when everything fell?
Yes.
Janine!
They cut to commercial.
It's like a man. He's shoveling dirt. Branson Dirt. Buy Branson Dirt.
It's the dirtiest dirt.
It's the dirtiest dirt this south of the Midwest.
Cameron goes to reach for his phone. And he picks it up and looks at it, and then it starts to ring.
Oh.
Ring. Hello.
Hello, honey. It's your mother.
Hi, Ma.
Cameron, I'm checking in. I'm coming into town today. Are you going to be able to pick me up?
Yes, I'll be there, 5:45 p.m.?
Well, our airplane's supposed to come in at like 5. I'm sure we'll be on time.
I don't know, Ma. I think you're gonna get delayed.
Are you been smoking again, Cameron? That smoke as long as you're coughing up. I can hear it.
Well, you know what, Ma? I have been smoking, but I don't think it's been really affecting my lungs all that much.
Oh, honey. Well. Okay, as long you know your body.
Yes. Yes, I do, all right, Mother.
Well, I'll see you at 5:45 apparently.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
forget.
Will. Yep. I won't. Trust me.
I do, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you too.
They he hangs up the phone.
As he's looking at the phone rings again. Ring ring ring.
Hello.
Hey, I just reminding you, my mom's stopping by later, so,
yeah,
she'll
I know.
Be
she won't be here for, like, another two hours, it's fine.
Oh, okay, she didn't tell me when she was gonna be in, but I guess she must have, I guess my mom must have reached out. All right, so, And you know how my mom feels about your mom. So make sure, try to, you know.
Yes, you know yes, I know. I will keep them separated. Right.
Okay, perfect. All right, love you.
Love you too.
Buy peanut butter, please.
Goodbye, Lindsay.
They hang up. We pan out and we kind of see that there's party decorations strung up around the house, that they're getting ready for some type of party that's going to happen. Cameron leaves the house, gets in his car, and he drives off to get some breakfast. He stops at the local diner, and he walks up. He walks into it. He walks to the booth and sits down. And a waitress comes by.
Hi, have you dined here before?
You know what, I have.
All right, glad to see you coming back. So, do you know what you want? You want any coffee?
No, I don't. It's probably not great. So I'm gonna have 2 egg whites, one side of bacon. And I know you don't have any orange juice, so I'm going to go apple juice.
Very presumptive, but you're right. All right, I'll very exact order, but I will come right back with it.
All right, thank you.
She walks off. We see that there's some seedy folks in the background of the diner. Amen.
Hey, man.
You check that guy out there over there? He came in here like he fucking owned the place.
Yeah, he's not wearing any pants.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I would say let's rob him, but I don't know if he's carrying money.
He's probably not carrying money. Should we rob this place, though.
Yeah, we should.
We should rob this place.
We should just hold this.
Boom! Everybody get down!
Everybody freaks out and panics except for Cameron, who continues to, like, sit and, like, twiddle his thumbs.
All right, now you put the money in the bag. Get the bag.
The waitress is freaking out. She starts opening up the cash register and taking out the money that's in the cash register. One of the guys is, like, standing right by Cameron's booth, and he's, like, he like, does a double take at Cameron, and he's just like...
Hey, you, guy! What are you doing here? What, you're not freaking out? We're fucking robbing the place. He sticks a gun in Cameron's face.
Clark, I really don't. I know you don't know how to shoot very well. So,
what? What?
No, it's fine. Just keep robbing people. I'm just here for breakfast.
Do we know each other?
You don't know me.
Well, how does that work, buddy boy?
It's very simple. I'm reliving this day over and over and over again.
Oh, likely story, buddy.
Yeah, I'm very Bill Murray, Groundhog Day-ing it, you know what I mean?
You're Groundhog Day-ing it, likely fucking story.
All right,
well, then
on.
What's going to happen next, bud?
Well, that's a great question. What next what? Next hour? Next...
This exact moment, what's going to happen to me?
Oh, see your buddy there in the cash register?
He looks over.
He's going to turn motioning.
He's
going
to turn to you and point his gun at you because he wants the money for himself.
He turns around and sure enough.
Laszlo, no.
Money. Now me, now money, now me. You me money now. He's losing all sense.
Now see, listen. See, listen, Clark, you think you're going to die, but that's not true, because Laszlo here is about to have a stroke.
The more... What? You see his arm, like, shaking more and more, and then he just... He strokes out. Hits his head on the counter.
Don't worry, he's probably going to make it. I've already taken the liberty of calling 911.
Oh, my God.
So
wait, you
what?
Called 911?
Oh, yeah, I called him immediately.
How did you know?
I told you, I'm Bill Murraying it. I'm Groundhog Daying it.
Oh, my God. The police show up. they ask, everybody on the fucking floor!
Oh, my God, they're just as violent as the criminals.
You know what, ACAB, man. You know, you gotta watch out for those police. Police are as violent as the criminals. Damn. Sounds damn. For that. Ooh.
Cameron, in the midst of all this, Cameron gets up. He walks into the kitchen where the chef is like cowering, and Cameron walks over to where his food was currently being made. But it's all prepared already because it was on the grill and whatnot. So he takes the food off of the grill, puts it on a plate, and starts eating right there in the kitchen.
Mm. And then you just hear like screams in the background and shooting, and like, there's a big shootout like happening.
You see in like the background, like you know how in diners they'll have like yeah, that like open the open window. So it's kitchen. So Cameron's like in the middle of the shot, but all around him in the background, you see like what's going on in the actual diner. It's like
that scene in the other Spider-Man 2 when
with just fighting Stanley.
The
Stanley cameo. But so it's like, so the other robbers are trying to. Are doing like a hostage situation with some of the people, but meanwhile he's just eating his breakfast.
Cameron's chewing. He smiles at the chef, who's still like cowering in fear, and he goes, "You know what, Randy? This is a good one today. I don't know what it is, but it's always different."
This has literally never happened to me before in my life. He starts to piss himself.
we cut to later. Cameron walks back into his house, still not wearing pants and the red poofy shirt. He throws his keys on the table and he sits down on the couch, and he waits for his mother-in-law to show up.
She shows up.
All right. He already opens the door before she rings the doorbell. Hi.
My tootsies. Let me just she like kicks off her feet. I mean her shoes. Oh my gosh. You know what? I'll tell you. The traffic? Not good. Ugh, man, I'm in a mood. God. Where's my daughter? Where is she?
She went out for a couple hours. She'll be back shortly. She'll be back fine. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right. It's just the three of us tonight, right?
Yes. Okay, it is.
All right. Okay. Because you know how I feel about other people. I'm a very introverted person, you know. I do people in small doses. So, all right. I'm going to go upstairs.
No, I'm
going to take a bubble bath.
Oh my gosh, did you hear about that car crash though?
The car crash, yeah.
Right outside, you suddenly see a car crash into a telephone pole.
Oh, how did you know about that?
She just looks at him blankly, and then she says, "If you want to get out, follow the key." And then she goes upstairs, and then
what?
I'm gonna go take a bath now.
Okay.
All right,
Cameron
sits
down. He's stunned.
She hears he hears her singing in the background. As he's sitting there, he's shuffling through his mail, and there's a black envelope that he hasn't seen before. And on it, it says, "If you want to get out, follow the key."
Wow, how oddly specific. He opens the letter.
Inside, it says, "If you want to get out, follow the key." It says it
again.
Oh
my God, this is so redundant.
You see like water dripping because the house wasn't built well, and so the bathroom is just like, you know.
So like he kicks a bucket over to the exact place uh-huh. that water's dripping.
Yeah, because she's sloshing around in the bath.
She's sloshing in the tub.
I mean, don't we all, honestly? You go like back and forth, so honestly. It's like you're like, honestly.
Yeah, we slosh a little bit, I'll say mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. We look at, Cameron takes a look at his phone, and it's later than usual when he has to go pick up his parents, or his mom at least. So he dashes out the door and drives to the airport. And
he's driving. He has like a fifth of whiskey with him.
He's taking swigs throughout the entire drive. And then we see him at the airport,
And his parents come and they're like, "Oh, honey, it's us. Hello.
Oh man, we missed you.
Hi, mom and dad. Hello.
Hello. You're growing so much.
I know. You say it every time you see me, Dad.
Ooh. I'm so excited to celebrate you and Lindsay's second anniversary today.
Oh, yeah, you're very cute together."
Dad, can you just not bother me about Lindsay right now?
What's going on, honey?
It's nothing. I just feel like I've been with Lindsay for a long time, and I don't know if I want.
Yeah, 2 years.
No, two years.
I mean, 2 years. Because
it's your dating anniversary, yeah. not your wedding anniversary.
Excuse me. Right. My throat.
Well, I just, you know, a long time ago, I was thinking about asking her to, you know, marry me, but now I'm not so sure.
Well, you know how I feel about that, so.
About marriage?
About you.
Honey, what do you feel about marriage?
Marrying her! I feel like I never say a word around this goddamn.
Dad, if you want to say something, you have to say it then.
All right.
Dad, anyway.
You know I was never a fan.
He wasn't, honey. He wasn't a fan of Lindsay.
I always thought, from day one, you should have been with Kylie. Kylie from a couple years ago, I thought she was perfect for you. But no. No, that's fine.
We all thought she was perfect for you.
Yeah. I knew
Kylie nowadays?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you would know. You'd be the only one that would know. So what happened...
Whatever happened to Kylie?
Yeah.
We didn't want the same things, okay?
Well, that's fine, but you should have maybe...
You thought about your parents?
I should have changed what I wanted, Mom? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Compromise is a beautiful part of a beautiful part of a relationship.
Listen to your mother. I agree. I had a compromise, and we had you. It was a big-ass compromise.
Yes.
What do you mean? It was a compromise to have me.
Well, it was either you or
dog.
Yeah, or the dog.
The dog.
I wanted the dog. So your mother wanted you. So you're welcome.
So I got him a dog, and I got a child.
Yeah.
Anyway, where's Kylie now?
She's around. She's.
Can we go in the car? I'm freezing. Like,
yes, yeah. We'll get in the car.
Please.
Again. Okay.
All right.
She's living in the city. She's fine.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I mean, it's never too late to say.
It's never too late to invite her to the second anniversary party.
I'm going to invite her to my anniversary party, and then what?
And then you fall in love.
Yeah. You said you weren't feeling it with Lindsay. I'm just saying.
All right. You know what? Fine. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her on the car phone.
Please. Oh, I love car phones, because that means that she can hear us in the background, too.
Yes. All right.
All right, let's go home. All right, your mother's sitting in the front. I'll sit in the back.
They get in the car, and they start driving. He presses the button on his steering wheel. That is the phone, and he goes to Kylie, and he lets it ring. He starts ringing it.
Ring. 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 Ring.
Hello, you've reached Kylie's voicemail. Please leave a message in your name and your number and your date of birth, and I'll get back to you when I feel like it.
Oh, that Kylie. She's always asking for people's date of birth because she wants to get to know them more. Boop. Oh, she's so funny.
Hey, Kylie, it's Cameron.
And his parents.
And his parents. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Kylie.
Shut up.
Are we on video call right now?
No, Mom. This is on the car. I'm driving right now.
How can you drive and talk at the same time? That doesn't seem safe.
I don't know, Dad. How can you ride and talk at the same time?
You know me and my motorcycle.
Anyway, Kylie, it's Cameron. My date of birth is February 12th. I wanted to... I know we haven't spoken in a long time, and I know you're in the city, and... Do you want to come over to my house tonight? I'm having like a party. Well, Lindsay and I are having a party. So if you want to come, it's at 8 o'clock tonight. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye, Kylie.
Bye. He hangs up the car phone.
Well, she has 2 hours.
She has 2 hours. Will she show up? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. She hasn't shown up before.
Who knows?
Dad,
it's not like any of us are stuck in a time loop or anything. Am I right, honey?
Mom, that's so specific.
Follow the key if you want to get out.
Mom!
All right.
We cut to the Cameron and his parents open the door to his place, and they walk in, and his mother-in-law is sitting on the sofa.
Hello, we're home.
Hello. Oh.
Hi.
Hello, you remember, Dolores.
You remember my parents, right, Dolores?
Mm-hmm. I remember your parents. She motions for him to come over. Come over.
All right, I'm coming. Okay. Yeah. Right. Hold on, Mom, Dad. Yes, what? All right,
come over.
He stands in really close to her. What?
I thought you said nobody would be here, you know, except me, you, and my daughter.
Well, okay. Well, my parents are here too. We're having like a little get together for our 2 year anniversary.
Stand your mother.
I know, and you know what? She can't stand you either, Dolores. Okay.
Well, then maybe she should come over here and tell me like a woman.
She's not going to.
Come over here. Come talk to me. I know you don't like me.
So forceful.
You.
Where did you get that idea?
What?
She's
from your son?
So presumptive.
He just said that you don't like me, and guess what? I don't like you either.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Cameron, wow. Did you actually say that?
But Mom, you don't like her.
Well, it's not nice to say that out loud.
Yeah, Cameron.
Okay, fine.
If I were to tell
fine.
You something, you know what? No, I agree. I do agree, Daisy. I think we should unite and just verbally assault your son. Yeah,
we should unite and let him know that if he wants to get out, he has to follow the key.
He has to follow the key. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you have to follow the key.
Cameron gets up while they're talking. He goes to the kitchen door. He pulls out a small pistol and he shoots himself in the head. Cut to Cameron wakes up in his bedroom the same day. It's morning again.
He's sleeping next to a beautiful woman.
Well, last night was a hoot and a holler. So,
oh my God, I think I just traumatized our parents.
In your dreams?
Yes.
Well, Now let me think.
Listen, Kylie,
errands.
We need to go do errands. Can you guys buy me some orange soda?
Fanta? Buy me orange Fanta. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't want I don't want the other thing. I know you're gonna ask.
Oh, condoms?
Listen, okay, Kylie. Yeah. I mean Lindsay.
Why did you just call me Kylie?
I don't know. I've just been thinking about Kylie lately.
Oh, you mean your ex-girlfriend?
Yes, my ex-girlfriend, Kylie.
All right, well, I'm Lindsay, so start saying Lindsay.
Lindsay, I know you're Lindsay. You don't need to tell me you're Lindsay.
Well, I mean, you keep saying Kylie, so... All right. I have to go do the errands. Do you have anything else to say to me? Before I go,
do you want a bone right now?
They bone.
Yeah, they bone. Yeah, they bone. All right. And then they finish, and she goes, by the way, don't forget, my mom, she's going to be coming by later, and you know how she feels about other people.
Right.
So just,
I understand.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. They bone again. All right, and then she. All right.
Cameron goes outside. This time he's wearing like one of there's yellow coats that like one of the Beatles wore. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
a raincoat.
No, I know what.
No, it's
kind of
like the one
it's
with
like
the buckles.
On the poster. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
He's like wearing one of those, and it's like long enough. And this time he's wearing like
boxers that are like have like flames all over it. And he's walking to the mailbox. Bill is walking his dog.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Cameron. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm peachy, Bill. I'm peachy.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. So I see you're having a party?
Yep, and I didn't invite you because I hate your guts.
Oh, classic Cameron. All right, man. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you going to Johnson Park?
I am.
Cool.
All right, man. See you later.
All right. Have fun. Right,
the mailman drives up. He sticks out the clipboard.
Hey, Brian.
Well, hey, do you know my name?
Brian, you're wearing a name tag.
Oh, hey, you're right. All right. So these dildos for you?
Did you open my mail?
Okay, well, don't report me because, legal.
You know, yesterday when you dropped these off, I didn't say anything, but...
Yeah. Have I met you before? Did we go to high school together?
Yeah, we did. Remember, we boned in the pool at the pool after prom. You and I took our tuxedos off, jumped in the pool, and then boned.
You see, like he's like really like like processing this, like.
In the meantime, Cameron signs the document as like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wait, before you go, is this your name?
What's it say again?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What do you think?
I don't know, man. You know me. I don't know you. You're my only hope, Obi-Wan.
Whatever. Get out of my face.
All right. Enjoy your dildos. Fucking piece of shit.
Your mom's gonna die tomorrow of cancer.
What? He hops in the car and he drives away.
And Cameron walks in. He throws the box of dildos onto the sofa. He turns on the news. It's breaking news.
Breaking news! We have an explosion in park today. Crazed pyromaniac sets park on fire. Also, breaking news, there is a rapist going around raping people. Please make sure your doors are locked and secured, because he's going in. All right, we have more breaking news. The lottery numbers. All right. Go!
Sir, I just want to say I'm Janine.
Janine, thank God.
We just wanted to say that we do have a very sad announcement that there was a casualty at the park. His name is Bill, and we're
Wait,
sorry to
Bill
hear that.
Bill died? Oh my God!
Yeah, Bill died.
Oh fuck!
He was just a nice civilian.
He never did anything wrong.
He worked at the local soup kitchen,
the orphanage, and the soup kitchen.
He raised people as his own, and
he donated his kidneys.
We cut to a time lapse of Cameron just lying on the floor for like hours. He finally looks at his phone and he thinks, and then he decides to call Kylie again. The phone starts to ring.
Ring. Ring. Ring.
Hello? I don't have this number on my phone. Who is this?
Hi, Kylie. It's Cameron.
Cameron? Oh, hey, Cameron.
Yeah, I remember. Hi. Yeah.
I must have deleted your number.
Oh.
What's...
I kept yours.
Oh. Well, that's sweet. What's going on with you, Cameron?
I was just thinking about you, and I was calling to see if you... Well, I'm having this party tonight. Well, Lindsay and I are having this party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to maybe come?
Sure. It'd be nice to see you again.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see you too.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, it's at 8. Okay. My address. I can text it to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you want like?
Yeah. 8. Okay. I'll text you my address.
All right.
Do I what?
Oh, I was gonna say if you want it, like, do you want a gift or anything?
No. It's not like that. It's not an engagement party. It's a 2-year anniversary party, I guess.
Well, I thought you
I don't know. It was Lindsay's idea. I don't think it's...
Okay, well...
Well, I thought I was going to get engaged to Lindsay, but I don't think I am.
Oh. Well, I'll be there tonight.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll see ya.
All right, I'll see ya. We cut to... She hangs up. We cut to... Cameron's driving his parents back from the airport again.
They pass by the diner, and you see that there's, like, police surrounding it, and there's, like...
There's, like, the tape is everywhere, and, like, you know...
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, man. My God, what a scene over there. Oh, my God, did you see that, Cameron? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. I think it was, like, three armed robbery gone bad, probably.
Oh, my gosh. And you, we got to check the breaking news later.
Daisy, I heard that Bill died.
Bill?
I know. You know, I used to golf with him.
You guys are always so upset about Bill. You didn't like Bill that much, Dad. You always talked crap about him behind his back.
He was a shitty golfer and a shitty person, but he died. So let me grieve.
Yes, and we can't talk ill of the dead.
We can't. I mean, yeah. Yeah. We probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Fine. Whatever. Right. It's fine.
They pull up to the house. They walk in.
Guys, just to let you know, before we go inside.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Lindsay's mom is in there. Also, I invited Kylie to the party tonight.
Kylie?
That's a good gasp.
You know how we feel about Kylie. You know how
we feel like Kylie.
Lindsay. Yeah,
I know. You like Lindsay. You don't like Lindsay, and you want to control my life.
Very interesting.
You seem to know everything about us. What am I going to do right now?
Now you're going to go inside and fight with Dolores.
That does sound like something I do, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
It's because I'm in a time loop, Mom.
Oh, you and your silly time loop theories, blah, 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 blah. What's next? Is the dragon going to come in? He opens the door. And she's just like, oh, Dolores, look who the cat dragged in.
Oh, Daisy, I thought you were nice to me, but I guess it was all just for show. Come over here. Let me have at you.
They start fucking wrestling.
You see them in the background, like, flipping each other.
We cut to, it's later, the party has started, everybody's there. Everybody's got drinks.
Everybody's there except
everybody's
kind
of mourning for Bill.
Everyone's mourning Bill a little bit.
And then there's a knock at the door.
Cameron opens the door.
It's Kylie. She's holding a little gift for him.
Oh my God, Kylie.
Yeah.
Hi. I didn't actually think you... I thought you might not actually come.
Well, I'm not going to lie. When you invited me at first, I was like, why would I go to my ex-boyfriend's two-year anniversary with him and his new girlfriend? But, you know, I've always kind of, I don't know, I've always still had feelings for you, even though we ended things. So I wanted to give you this. She hands it to him.
Oh boy. He opens it.
It's a key.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have waited?
Oh, no, that's okay. It's a key.
This is a private present between. It's a key. Oh my God! It's a key.
Yeah.
What does it open?
I guess you're just gonna have to find out. Now, do you have punch?
Yeah, over in the kitchen.
Right. Well,
we cut to later in the night. Lindsay takes a fork to her glass and tinks it a couple times to get everybody's attention. Hello, everybody. Hello. Just wanted to say thank you all for coming tonight. It's been a great evening for Cameron and I. I'm so glad that we're able to come together not only to celebrate our love, but also for remembrance of Bill, R.I.P.
Oh, man.
Such a hard...
Yeah.
Such a hard loss for this community, and I'm glad that we're able to share this evening together, to come together and just be by each other's side in this moment. But I do want to bring up Cameron. Cameron, if you could come up here real quick. Cameron was like sitting next to Kylie. They were talking. Cameron's like, right now. She's yes, come up, come on, it's right, it's not right, just right, you right. and me.
All right, all right, all right.
Do you have... So, I just said some words. Do you have anything to say on our second anniversary? Any questions you might want to ask me?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Lindsay, I do. Everybody, he lifts up his glass of wine. I have been drinking.
Everybody and I, like, nervous laughter, just like...
I want to say something. I have a very important question for Lindsay, everybody. And that question is...
There's, like, oohs from the crowd.
That question is, why are you so boring?
There's stunned silence.
Stunned silence.
Like, honestly, we wake up every morning, and you're always saying the same stupid thing.
You see, like, Dolores.
Oh,
in the
last like, night was so fun. You know what? Last night wasn't that fun, okay? You talked the whole night about your Gucci purse and your mother's eczema. And you know what I did the whole time? I played Angry Birds on my phone, and I cried a little bit in the bathroom. And honestly, I can't remember that night so much. So, and I thought I was going to marry you, and I don't want to. So there's that. And I invited Kylie here, who's my ex, and I think, I don't know, I kind of want to reconnect with her, but... Ooh. And the worst part is, none of you guys are going to remember this tomorrow, because it'll be today. He drops his glass of wine on the floor.
Oh my god. You and I need to talk right now, Cameron.
Alone. I just did talking.
Well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Well, what do you want to hear, Lindsay?
That you and I were going to be together.
What? What for? To have children and live together forever?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're
how
so...
You going, how are you going to do this on our second anniversary and also the day of Bill's death?
Listen, A, I
like,
hate
that
Bill.
That was obviously
Bill is
not...
annoying. I'm glad Bill
you hate
was
Bill?
Attacked. B is... One time, you told me that you used to practice kissing with your pillow in eighth grade, and then in ninth grade, you used to practice kissing with your dog, and that's weird.
It was...
That's weird, Lindsay.
She storms off upstairs to their room.
All right, thanks for coming, everybody. Get out.
People everybody,
everybody
shuffles.
There's a murmur. There's a murmur. It's just like, oh, man, this party's more dead than yeah. Bill is. Oh, yeah.
The last one to leave, though, is Kylie. She's in the back of the caboose. No, she is the caboose. She's not the back. That's redundant, yeah. So she's, like, walking out. She's like, hey, just want to thank you for inviting me. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. All that. That's whatever okay. that was.
It's okay. Just keep that key close to you, all right?
What? I guess. Yeah, okay.
All right. Bye.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
Can you just tell me what the key's for? Because I don't...
You're going to... She just walks.
I'm gonna
she
what?
Shuts the door and she walks away.
Oh my god. Cameron saunters upstairs. He gets into bed.
You
Lindsay
can hear
is, Lindsay's sitting on the edge of the bed crying. he turns over onto his side and he can't get to sleep and he turns over to his other side and he says, Hey Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you shut up so I can go to bed?
We cut to, it's the next morning.
It's
well,
the next
it's
morning.
The same
it's
morning.
It's the same morning.
It's the same morning. But there's a difference. In Cameron,
he's wearing the key around his neck.
He's wearing the key around his neck. It's the first thing that's changed, really.
It's different.
That's different.
Hi, how you doing? Are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God, Lindsay, shut up.
Whoa. I get it. It's just kind of freaky little role play thing, isn't it, huh? Ooh, you're so... You're
honestly,
feeling it
you know
this morning.
What? Lindsay. No, it's not. Okay? Shut up.
okay, fine, I'll go do my errands. I'll get
yeah,
you.
Yeah, do your errands.
She leaves without even consulting him about the Fanta.
Saying she loves him.
Cameron gets up. He gets dressed in actual clothes for once, t-shirt and jeans. He gets into his car, and he drives to Kylie's house.
He as he's driving, he in the other car next to him, he can see the robbers that are about to rob the diner.
He rolls his window down. Hey, Clark and Laszlo.
Do we know you? What's going on, man?
Hey, listen, yeah? Clark. Laszlo's going to shoot you.
No, I'm not.
You're going to fucking shoot me?
No, I would never do that.
You motherfucker. I knew something was going to happen today. I just...
Shut the fuck
You just see Cameron drives away.
You see their car. The car's like rocking.
The car's like... spinning out and whatnot, you know, on the
it's
highway.
Like flashing lights inside.
Huge pile up goes on. Happens.
Cameron puts on the radio, and then, but like every station says, follow the key. He's like changing.
Well, he gets to one, and the radio guy's like, and this morning there was an explosion at Johnson Park. Two casualties, a man named Bill and his dog. And the rapist is still running wild.
Oh, damn. I thought he was the second casualty.
So close. I thought Bill was the rapist for a second. He had my heart beating fast.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right, we're good. Bill's dead, but he's not a rapist. All right.
Bill's dead. So
right,
he pulls into Kylie's apartment building's parking lot, and he gets out of his car, and he just starts yelling up to her, Kylie! Kylie!
Hello?
Kylie!
You see, like the window opens and she sticks out her head. Hello?
Kylie, it's me.
Cameron?
Yes, I'm Cameron.
I knew you were Cameron. I was just shocked that you were outside my apartment. Here,
listen,
let me
we haven't...
Oh.
Yeah, buzz me in.
Yeah, I was going to say, or we can keep yelling, you know.
No, I don't want... We have sensitive information to talk about.
Oh, okay. No, you know,
an old woman opens a window. An old woman opens a window on the floor below her. Excuse me, what's going on out here?
Kylie takes her water bottle and oh my god!
Wait, what? I missed that.
Jake took an actual water bottle and he water on
Bill,
himself.
Bill, I didn't realize it was full. I just dumped all over my computer. All right. So Kylie dumps a bunch of water on this old lady.
Oh! We cut to Kylie opens the door to her apartment, and Cameron is standing there, and he just barges into her house. We got to talk about this key.
The key? Oh, my God.
This one around my neck.
I've seen that key before.
I know. You gave it to me yesterday.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to talk about? The key?
Where does it go? Where does it lead to? I'm supposed to follow the key to get out.
Well, you don't remember where that key goes?
No, I have no idea where this key goes.
We have to go back to your house.
Are you kidding?
No. Why would I lie
All right,
about
fine.
That?
All Let's right. go. On the way, can we pick up my mom and dad from the airport?
I mean, I guess, but, you know. But
well, they're coming in town for my anniversary party, and I need to get them. Otherwise, they're going to be mad.
Well, here's the thing. She holds out a key that's the exact same thing, but like, you know, like different like shapes and things. Mm-hmm. I know what you're going through.
Are you Groundhog Day-ing too?
I am Groundhog Day-ing. Isn't that crazy? Why are we whispering? Everybody's listening. Who's listening? Who's listening? Who do you think set the park on fire?
I figured it was an arsonist. What? Like,
it was an arsonist, but a crazy arsonist.
Somebody who knows about us Groundhog Gang?
I think so. But I don't know. I've been here just as long as you have, and I don't know who it is. And you know, I've thought about reaching out to you every single day, but what changed your mind the last couple days? You've never called me before. And when you left me that voicemail, I knew that you were the person I had to give the other half of the key to.
My mother-in-law the other day said something that was about following the key, and I didn't understand. And then my parents started talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been here for a long time.
Well, me too.
Okay, fine. It's not really a pissing contest, but okay.
Well, that's okay. Well, my piss is longer, so good game.
Okay, prove it.
All right, well. All right, so what happens at 10:23?
Where?
China.
I don't know. I don't follow international politics.
Oh, well, I'll tell you because I know exactly what happens all day, every day.
Okay, what happens all day, every day?
You want to know?
In China. What happens in China?
I mean, nothing eventful happens. But, like, I would know, you know? You didn't know.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, what? Okay, fine. We're going to my house. We're stopping at the airport on the way.
All right. Can we get some punch?
No. There'll be some at the party tonight.
I already know. I've been there.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I forgot. Sorry. I'm not used to this.
About two people in the time loop? I know. All right. Let's go pick up your parents.
Okay.
All right.
We cut to the four of them are now in the car driving away from the airport.
Oh, my gosh. Kylie. It's been so long.
Hi. How are you? Mr. and Mrs. Cameron, you're very,
You know, Cameron, I've been saying she's the one.
He has been saying that, huh?
Dad, I'm dating Lindsay. Well, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
You know,
I'm just saying this anniversary party was put on by her, and I think it's super artificial, and I think you should dump that girl.
Yeah, everything she does is artificial. She's so boring and lame, and
Kylie grabs his head and turns, listen.
What? I'm driving. Can I watch the road, please?
No. You watch me. I know. You already know everything that happens. You've driven this a million times. You don't even need to look at the road.
They crash.
Boom.
They all die.
Oh, my.
They all die. Cameron wakes up in his bed again. And then we cut to, they're back in the car. They did the same exact thing.
All right. Well, watch the road this time.
Okay. Thank you. What are you trying to tell me?
I was trying to tell you, Cameron, you're my key and I'm your key. And you know that we're meant for each other. So why live another even minute of a lie if you know in your heart what's real, you know? Because this door takes two keys.
Yeah, yes.
And we both have to put it in. We both have to make love while we do it.
But what about all of our history together? You think we can overlook that?
Listen, I'm ready to if you are.
You really hurt me, Kylie.
You've had so long to think about this. Like, so long. Like, you've been unhappy for a while. I know you, Cameron.
I know. I've been unhappy for a long time, but I don't know if I'm ready to forgive you for what you did.
What did she do? Hello, I'm still
mother,
here.
Mother.
I don't want to talk about it in front of your parents.
No. Why? Why?
Yes, why? Talk.
Look, I cheated on you, all right?
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to say? Because I did. Well, and you know what? I've regretted it every single day for the last however long I've been here.
Right. And it hurts me every single day.
You know what?
But I'm glad you finally admitted it, because when we split, you did not admit that.
I know. Well, I've done a lot of reflecting. I know. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You really, really, really hurt me.
I know. And I don't know how I could ever gain your trust back again, but
I don't know either.
I know that it didn't mean anything, and I know that I want to be with you.
How do you know that me reliving this day over and over again hasn't made me a different person?
Has it?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Mom, oh my
I can't
God.
Hear it. Speak up.
We're at my house. We're at my house, okay? Okay. Mom, listen. Okay. Mom, I'm trying to have a nice little heart-to-heart with Kylie here, so if you could...
I totally understand. If you could just take all the time you need.
If you could just go wrestle Dolores in the living room, please.
Dolores is in there? That motherfucker.
She goes in hot and heavy.
She slams the door behind her, and you just hear, like, a bass fucking right. thrown and shatters against the ground.
Kylie, show me where this door is, I guess.
Okay.
Well, and then a chair is thrown out the window.
It's what?
Well, it's not really a door. It's, here, just come up with me. So they go up the stairs. They go up to Cameron's room. She opens the door. She shuts the door. And she goes over to a picture that's a picture frame that's on Cameron's bed. And the picture frame is him and Lindsay. And she turns it around, and on the back of it, it says, to Cameron, love you forever, Kylie. And there's a little double keyhole on the bottom of it.
Well, Kylie, did you get me this photo of me and Lindsay?
No, it's the photo frame, you dummy.
Oh, you're right, the photo frame.
And she turns the picture around, and she slides the photo off, and on the wooden... photo frame is like an etched, you know, the two of them like happy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you don't remember that I gave you this?
On
our first date too.
Honestly, it was really romantic,
super romantic. But you know, this is the token of our love that means a lot to me that I gave to you. Well,
okay, but here, I don't.
I'll leave it. I mean, it's been in front of you the entire time, literally.
I know.
Every day.
Every single day I've looked at it. I know. Well, there was that one day I woke up blind for some reason.
Well, yeah.
I guess it was part of this magic spell. I don't know.
I did too. Yeah, well.
Wait, you woke up blind too?
Yeah, I did.
When?
It must have been like a couple months ago.
Yeah, well...
That was crazy.
I don't know. Time is weird.
Time is weird.
Was there one time you woke up with six fingers?
Yeah. Six fingers and my ear was in the middle of my face.
Yeah. We must be like reliving this through dimensions and dimensions.
What does this mean?
I don't know. Why why is solving this our problem?
I really don't... What did we do? What is this?
Maybe
I have so many questions.
Karma. I don't
Maybe
know. Should we turn
karma.
The key and find out? We have to make love.
Don't forget about that part.
We hear a commotion downstairs. Lindsay yells up the stairs. Cameron? Cameron, come downstairs. There's a strange man in the house.
Oh, all right. I'm coming.
All
right. He says he's the rapist.
Cameron comes downstairs, and sure enough, there's like a gangly man standing in the living room.
He only has like tattered clothes on.
What?
You must stay away from the key.
What do you mean?
Stay away from the key.
Why should I listen to you? You're a rapist.
That's a great point.
Huh? Speak up.
You... She won't speak up. He goes over and kills... like...
He kills who?
Lindsay.
Oh my God, listen here, you rapist. I've been living.
I have a name.
What is it?
It's Randall the rapist. I was sent by the people above who've been watching you.
What do you mean, the people above, Randall?
You think these events that have been happening around you have been for naught? They've just been happening for whatever reason? That you're stuck in this time loop?
Whoa, okay. I didn't really think about it that much. We were just actually contemplating that upstairs right before we were about to make love
Randall
in front of the keyhole.
Randall grabs Cameron.
Please don't rape me. Please don't rape me. Please don't rape me. Please don't rape me.
Don't worry. I'm just here to send a message.
Is the message a rape?
I may have done one or two already, but...
No, what?
You look here.
I'm looking.
I'm not going to do the what I was just about to do.
Right. Oh, no.
I'm self-censoring.
Proud of you. I'm proud of you. Kylie grabs a gun and shoots him in the face. Don't listen to him.
Okay, I wasn't going to. He's
okay, good.
Very scary.
And a rapist.
Yes, thank you, Mom. Thank you.
All right.
So sad about Lindsay, but now you have time for Kylie. I'm just saying.
Mom, Lindsay just died in front of us.
Dolores you know is in the back died? Screaming.
You know who else died today? You know who else died today? Bill.
Bill.
I'm more sad about that.
I used to golf with him. Yeah.
Dad.
Right.
You don't like Bill.
Kylie's like grabs Cameron and is shaking him. Don't listen to the rapist.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't going to. Please stop shaking me.
We need to do the key to leave.
All right. Okay.
Do you believe me?
Let's go upstairs. I believe you.
Good.
Okay. Good.
All of a sudden, the three robbers show up to the house and they... You stop right there, Cameron.
Oh my God, Clark. Wait, first of all, what is this about?
We're here to stop you.
Are you going to tell him? You gotta tell him, man.
Do not trust Kylie.
Wait, why?
She's not. We're looking out for you, us and the rapist. We have your best. We have your best interests at heart. Except we don't want to rape you.
Randall did this entirely wrong. I don't know if he got like the wrong memo or something. He was not supposed to rape people.
He was just supposed to
be like causing general havoc, but he took it way too far. Anyway, we're trying to free you from this time loop our own way.
How?
We work for the people above.
Wait, but the
and
people
they've deemed you worthy to leave. But if you listen to Kylie, you're never going to be able to leave.
I don't understand.
Kylie grabs his hand. You have to go with me now. Now, come on.
Kylie, does this mean we can be together?
Sure. Come on.
No, that does not sound convincing.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, man? She was very hesitant.
Guys, she was.
Doesn't need to be trusted.
She was.
Who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to robbers and rapists? Or you going to listen to some girl that you've known for all your life?
Well, when you put it that way, I kind of want to listen to her.
And then all of a sudden, Brian the mailman shows up.
Oh my God, Brian, what are you doing here?
You see this? You signed your actual name today.
I did?
You did.
What does that mean?
It means that you're in the right headspace to come with us.
Kylie's like grabbing, come on, come on! What are you going to do? Make up your mind!
You've gotten to know me and my mother, man.
He grabs the gun from Kylie and shoots himself in the head. He wakes up the same morning. Lindsay.
Yeah, what is
Lindsay,
it, huh?
There's something I have to do.
Okay, just remember the two-year anniversary party.
I remember the anniversary. Please stop nagging me, okay? I'm trying to tell you something.
Okay, I'm listening.
Listen, you know the rapist that's been going around and raping people?
Yes, I'm so scared of him.
I know who it is.
You do?
Yes.
Well, we need to tell the police, right?
No, ACAB. Well, I mean, yes, you should tell the police about a rapist. Even though... ACAB. But in this scenario, no, we have to go catch him.
We're catching a rapist?
Yes.
His phone starts ringing. It's Kylie. She's trying to call him.
Hello?
Is that your ex-girlfriend?
Kylie, shut up, Lindsay. We're running out of time. Do you hear me?
What do you mean we're running out of time? The day just started.
We are running out of time. If you do-. And then her phone hangs up.
Ugh. All right, Lindsay, we have to go.
Okay. Oh, I completely forgot that I was Lindsay. I spaced out.
No, that's okay.
We cut
okay,
to
okay.
Lindsay and Cameron are sitting in Cameron's car. They're at the at Johnson Park. And Randall, lo and behold, is setting the fire.
You see him like running around just like...
Okay. All right, you see him? You see him, Lindsay?
Jake, you be Lindsay.
Okay,
I want to be
you.
Randall.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I see him. This is the crazy... Right. That's the rapist?
Yeah, that's him. He's also an arsonist.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I come with you?
Because we're going to go tackle him, okay?
Okay.
We see right. We see Bill entering the park. He throws gas onto Bill and lights a match.
He lights Bill on fire.
Oh, my God, right,
go.
Bill!
We have to go now, Lindsay. We have to go now. Cameron gets out of the car and he starts sprinting towards Randall, and he just tackles him.
Hello, Cameron.
Hi, Randall. Randall, you got to tell me what's going on right now.
You're early today.
Stop playing games. He punches him. He punches him twice. Stop playing games with me. Stop playing games with me.
Oh, I haven't felt that alive in a while.
Oh, my God.
Cameron?
Do you have a boner right now?
I do.
You're such a sex offender.
From the background, Lindsay
sorry,
yells.
I'm sorry, I won't.
He's not raping you, is he?
No, Lindsay, no, he's not.
Okay, good. You go get him, champ.
You want to know what's going on?
Yes, I do. I do. I do.
Randall, he sticks his hand out, his fist, and inside is a different key.
What is that?
Just put this in your ignition of your car.
Wait, we don't have to make love in front of my car, do we?
No, who told you that? Like,
Kylie said that when we did our keys, we had to make love in front
of
her.
I thought I told you not to trust Kylie.
Well, I like her, okay?
Well, you know what?
And honestly, you're kind of a bad rapist, because that would have been a great way to get me to have sex with you.
Damn it.
In the background, you see a car swerving through traffic going to the park. It stops in the middle of the park and hops out Kylie. All right, I found you. All right, let's go.
Where are we going?
To put the key, the real key, in the thing I made you.
Okay. Right. Let's go get in my car. Kylie and Cameron get in the car.
Randall nods knowingly. Good job, man.
Cameron
Randall
nods.
Then runs off and grabs the nearest person.
Cameron, he puts his key in the ignition. And he turns it.
Kylie starts screaming. No! No! No!
Kylie explodes. Boom. In that instance, there's a man descending from the sky. He's neon blue and he's glowing.
Oh my God, it's the guy from Watchmen.
Cameron, you have finally decided to take the route of above.
Yes, I have, strange man.
He's like, it's almost like that one painting of like man and God touching each other.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. The man. the blue man comes down and he's just like, it's time to go, Cameron. He washes in blue light.
What does it all mean?
The screen turns blue. And then credits.
You hear a narrative. You hear VO.
Oh, VO. And then credits, yeah.
You hear VO.
It was all a part of the day.
Credits.
And then credits. No, man.
That one was wild.
That was a fun one. Woo!
I want just a real quick. Can I do a little quick scene edition?
Yes.
We see as the scene right after the scene turns blue, we get a quick shot of Cameron waking up, and then it cuts to credits.
And then that's credits, yeah.
So it's like it's left at a cliffhanger. Is it the same day or is it a completely new day?
It's like Inception. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Fun.
All right, and credits. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fun, yay.
Whee.
That was a fun one. Whew.
Oh,
what a
boy.
Hoot and a holler. Said one? Best by Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah, damn, when I took over Lindsay, I completely forgot the hoot and the holler thing.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
What do we call that one?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Something about a key? I don't know.
Something about a key, maybe? The time key? No.
No.
That's pretty boring.
Hey.
Key.
Something. Something day. Something repeat. Something.
The repeating key. The key of repeat. Repetition. On loop.
All right, that works.
All right,
for me.
I like that one.
On loop.
On loop.
On loop.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Good job, boys.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I liked when it got crazy.
I did.
There were some crazy moments. Whew.
That was like...
All right, anyway, that's like the movie The Box, where it's like Cameron Diaz, you push the button, and
oh, it is the button.
Yeah, that's what I said. I literally said that, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
it's called The Button, not The Box.
No, I thought that
movie is wild.
I haven't seen that one.
Just like that. It's like just like that movie we just made.
I like it.
Oh, dang. I haven't seen it.
It was just as coherent, at least.
There's some creative right, now, who is the blue man? So many questions.
it's time for screen player updates. What do we call our fans?
We call them our I don't know. I like screen players.
Our audience.
What about our screenwriters?
Our screenwriters.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
what's up, our fellow screenwriters?
Hello, fellow screenwriters.
Hello, fellow screenwriters. All right.
Anyway, now it's time for screenwriters update.
Screenwriters of the week.
Screenwriters update.
Screenwriters update. All right. So do you want me to go first? I'll go first. All right. So we just wanted to give a quick shout out to Sue from the UK for being a listener and for sending us a very lovely email. It made my day. I'm pretty sure it made these boys' days as well. Thank you for listening.
It was super nice to get that type of email.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys. So please keep sending us emails, addressing them to Jake. I like that.
If you want to mix it up, so maybe address it to Alec. But
usually those are the complaints.
Those
are
usually
the complaints.
Are you going
to read the mail? I think Sue wanted us to read the whole mail. Maybe not.
Oh, the whole mail?
Let's just read it. Let's read it.
This is just a shout out. All right. Do you want me to... I don't know. I don't know if we should.
Well, she says she's from the UK.
She's a listener from the UK. She wants to do more TV. What do you guys think? You can email us and let us know.
Yeah,
she wants us to do more TV shows, and I'm trying to watch more TV shows for my next episode, which will be the next episode.
Yeah.
So I can guess.
Sue, I'm reading her email now. Right in front of me. She says she's traveling to Ireland to see her parents and sister for the first time since February.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hope that goes well.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, Sue. I hope.
Happy for you, Sue. Hope your family's doing okay. Maybe they like the podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Good plug.
Plug. That's what it is. I'm in here. I'm always be advertising.
But yeah, hopefully things are going great for you, Sue. I hope that the pandemic has been treating you well.
Yes. Thank you for the email. Thank you. It was great hearing from you.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you, Sue.
All right.
Also, we have an update from...
our loyal listener.
From loyal listener Jessica. She messaged us on Twitter. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
She wanted to share about how we were talking about mock elections from middle school during the Obama and McCain election 2008. right?
Yeah, 2008? That was in the 12th episode, which was the last episode, obviously.
Yes.
The last full episode.
So about
we were talking about forgetting Sarah Marshall, and that came out in 2008, and we were asking each other.
We were talking about how we did, what our hometowns were like.
Yeah.
Anyway, she wanted to share a story of one time she did the same mock elections, and someone told her that she told someone that she was going to vote for Barack Obama, and someone told her that she should keep the White House white by not voting for him.
Whoa there, buddy.
Whoa there.
Whoa.
That's a so, that's an oof moment. Glad you're...
We want to say oof to oof. That person.
And we want to thank Jessica for sending in that fun little bit.
Yes. Please contact us. We love hearing from you all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, honestly, any fans, we'll give you a shout out.
We'll give you a shout
out. Thank you for listening so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I guess that's pretty much it, right?
That's yeah. it. It's plug time. All right. Thanks for writing in, screenwriters.
Thanks for writing in, screenwriters. We hope to hear from you, more of you soon.
Yes.
Continue to write in. If you want to write into us,
you can write us an email at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com, mm-hmm. or you could DM us on Twitter and or Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have Facebook?
Or Instagram.
We are at Screenplay PCast.
PCast.
That's the letter P. Screenplay PCast.
Not the word.
Not the word P. That is a whole different podcast.
Yeah.
Those are our competitors. Fuck those guys.
those peers.
So yeah, we can be found on all social media again at Screenplay PCast. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Send us a like on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Again, send us messages. We'll hit you up. It'll be great.
Yeah. If you want us to read it on the podcast, tell us that you want us to read the message on the podcast, that would help.
Tell us a story about how you hate cops, or racism you experienced in middle school, or tell us what you liked about the movie we just wrote.
Or tell
me, have you ever been in a time loop?
Tell me riddles.
Have you ever been in a time loop?
I love riddles, yeah.
Send us some riddles.
Give me a good one so we can, yeah. We'll try to solve it.
So that's how we can be reached as a podcast, but individually you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jesse Sarowitz. That's spelled probably in the episode description because it's very hard to spell.
Yeah, there will be links in the description to all of this. I'm at Alec Combs on Twitter, at Electrode on Instagram. Also, I want to give a little personal plug besides those plugs. I just made a video on my YouTube channel. It is if you're a fan of commentary channels like Drew Good and Danny Gonzalez and Eddie Burback, I just made my very first commentary video. It's about an old Cartoon Network show called The Other Siders, which is like a ghost hunting show, and I had a lot of fun making it, and I hope you go check it out. It's a funny video. I hope it makes you laugh. Go check it out on my YouTube. You can just find at Alec Combs. It'll be on YouTube.
Nice. All right. And then I don't have a long plug. Follow me on Instagram at JakeRubin27 for pictures of me. Follow me on Twitter at JakeRubin69 for funny tweets. Only the best for you.
Are you going to play your TikTok?
Oh, am I? Oh, also follow me on TikTok. Right now it's at Mavis Stan, MavisStan. Like from Hotel Transylvania, but the name might change in the future. So keep an eye on that.
It has changed several times.
It has changed, like once a month. Every time I can change it, I do.
All right. This has been Screenplay Podcast. We have episodes every other Wednesday. Tune in on any place you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Or on YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
Yes. If you want to find us on YouTube, search us by channel. That's the quickest way.
Screenplay Podcast.
Because if you scroll forever, you might not find us. So if you want to see us, our faces, that's the way to do it. All right.
All right.
That's it for today's episode.
We'll see you next time.
Lightspeed!
A Studio Ghibli film.